Thank you for tuning into Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ podcast with your host, Pastor Joe. Each episode will include a conversation style recording where Joe will include a realistic theological perspective to having a close desire and growing closer in allegiance to Jesus Christ and how he contributes his understanding of the Christian life of the world we live in today. Please keep in mind that the audio quality may vary since these podcasts are recorded on multiple devices. The Life's Lessons in Christ episodes are brought to you by Soldiers of the Light Ministries Productions Incorporated. Don't forget to subscribe and thanks again for tuning in.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Soldiers Life in the Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. It is always good to be back. Yes? There we go. Yeah. It's good to be back. Listen, today, we are going to talk about sexual sin residue and how to begin to destroy it. Let's begin to clean house. Yeah, I said it. Let's begin to clean house. Many people struggle in this day and time. And, you know, I'm reminded that scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20, the New Living Testament says, you say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though, this is Paul talking, even though I'm allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. You say food was made for the stomach and the stomach for food. This is true, though someday God will do away with both of them. But you can't say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord. And the Lord cares about our bodies. And God will raise us from the dead by his power, just as he raised our Lord from the dead. Don't you realize your bodies are actually parts of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never! And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her. For the scripture says, the two are united into one. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Run, he says, run from sexual sin. No other sin clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor your body, right? You must honor God with your body. Wow, that's a deep, deep word that Paul was describing. May the Lord bless the acknowledging and the reading of the word. You know, in today's world, probably since the beginning of the internet world coming onto the scene, many men and women has had to adapt to living in a sexualized culture. Many men have come a long way since the days of hiding that Playboy magazine under their mattress. Yeah, I said it. Back then in the day, promiscuity was rare, and suburban sexuality and homosexuality in American America knew nothing about it because back then it was hidden. Immorality was considered by and large unacceptable. It was unacceptable. It was a time it was an unacceptable behavior, even in the United States. But yet today, you can't even turn on the TV without seeing something to reflect or get your mind engaged in in the sexual things or the sexual perversions in this world. You know, there's many cultures today that people in there says, now don't get me wrong, don't shoot the messenger here. I'm only just saying this. We live in a culturalized world where everything is acceptable. Men with men, women with women. People don't even know their own bodies anymore. Some people think that they were a woman trapped in a man's body or a man trapped in a woman's body. And yet this culture has become unprecedented in its very means of sexuality. Listen, what you do and what you become or what you feel you may become, that is between you and God. I'm just going to tell you what the Bible says about it. It's wrong, right? It's wrong to engage in those things. So don't shoot the messenger. If you want somebody to have a conversation with, have a conversation with God. Now, you know, the author, Andrew Comiskey, says in his book, Naked Surrender, he says this, and I liked about what he said. He says, I believe that we are living in a time of unprecedented sexual and relational idolatry. The moral ozone layer has been turned, right? And we are burned daily by the breakdown of God-honoring relational commitment and the rise of self-worship. And what's easily understandable, he goes on by saying, he says, we used to flinch. Yeah, we used to flinch. On network TV the other day, he says, I watched a commercial on men and women commenting graphically on the penis size and the enhancement drug the men were taking. Now, let me take that thought and fast forward things into the what we call the 21st century. We as people of God and unbelievers no longer flinch. In fact, many of us stop flinching. The simple desires of lust or the idols thereof sear our skin like searing meat. You know, on something that you're cooking, we no longer feel it, and many become numb to it. Our country, even our country today, has been desensitized by all manner of evil, and many of us just don't care how it affects those around us. You know, what's sad is the divorce rate is so high. You can be married one day and divorce the next. They even got shows, reality shows, 90 days, all kinds of shows out there, you know, to where it just goes to show you how quickly things can happen. You know, we're living in a culture of the 21st century caveman and cavewoman era. If it feels good, just do it. Or some men out there might say, well, hey, man, I'm out to get mine. You better get yours. Or even what's sad to say is even a woman goes as far as to say is, I don't need a man to satisfy me. I have a battery operated friend to take care of me. Yeah, I said it. Ooh, yeah, I said it. Yes. A battery operated thing to take care of me or a battery operated friend to take care of men. You know, what's sad today is men and women use porn to get images in their heads to masturbate. Yeah, I'm saying it. I'm calling it for what it is, to masturbate, to satisfy that moment, only to be left alone in a sense of guilt or shame. Yet even some have become so calloused to guilt or shame because they're so clouded by self-pleasure, they no longer care about any consequences or even care to repent until they get caught, right? Or God exposed them or their family becomes ruined. We both know that if Jesus was coming for a visit, right, to you and I, he'd probably look at you and I and say, it's time that we get to cleaning house. You know, one of my favorite passages involved Jesus cleaning the temple, right? In John chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. It was nearly time, the scripture says, it was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. So Jesus went to Jerusalem. And in the temple area, he saw merchants selling cattle, sheep, and doves for sacrifice. He also saw dealers at tables exchanging foreign money. Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and cattle, scattered the money changers' coins all over the floor, and turned over their tables. And then going over to people who sold doves, he told them, "Get these things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace." And then his disciples remembered this prophecy from the scripture: "Passion for God's house will consume me." You know, I look at this, and here Jesus in the scriptures is at least tolerant. Yeah, at least tolerant. In his least tolerant and inclusive, right? Here his radical love rids God's house of all within that does not manifest him. Notice I said that not as does not manifest him. Notice that Jesus does not dialogue with these detractors. He merely whips both man and beast and drives them out again, overturning those tables and merely shouting, "Get out, get out." You see, what we have here is that he cares about what goes on in the temple because the temple represents God to others. Ha ha ha. It is, after all, the house. Yeah, I said the house of the Creator. Now let's take a look at ourselves here. You know, one of the things in my life and struggles that I had to realize, y'all, that I am God's house. My cathedral, meaning my body, yet is still vulnerable to the sins of this world. Things that can defile my body, which is the temple of God, such as lust and sexual desires outside of marriage, can, if we're not careful, cripple our capacity to love others and see them as God sees them, especially in marriages or relationships. You know, one thing I've discovered is that a mirror has a way of exposing ourselves. It will cause us to think, especially if you're trying to stay connected to God. Now, listen, ask yourself this, I want you to think about this. Ask yourself this right now. Say to yourself, what has entered my temple that defiles me? What tempts me to break my vows? What blocks my vision of God? You see, you know, as I slowly bring this thing to a close, you see, what I love about God is that he loves us enough to trigger, right? To trigger us with conviction, right? By the power of the Holy Spirit, or expose those familiar things or that sin residue that he wants us to get rid of by laying it at his feet. Oh, good God Almighty. Now, make no mistake. Listen, whatever sin or sexual sin has you down or in bondage, learn to release them quickly to the Lord. Get rid of it. Lay it at his feet. Listen to me, beloved. We need to do our part to cast them out of the temple of our spiritual bodies. Especially, y'all, and we as men and women, we get caught up in this, especially, y'all, those images that provoke false desires. Let's be like Christ. Do not dialogue with them, yet let's expel them. Now, something to ask yourself as I bring this to a close. Something to ask yourself. What sexual desires or lust do you easily let into your house? And what daily decisions do I need to make in order to keep my house idol free, or sin, sexual sin, residue free. Wow. That's a lot to think about. But I can tell you something. If you give it to God, I promise you, He'll give you the strength to overcome it. To overcome it. Here, listen, I want to leave you with a prayer for this week, because this is part one. Yeah, I said it. Part one, because I really feel a need to tackle this, because there's many people out there that are still struggling with those desires of the world. Everything that we see on TV, everything, even down to songs that we hear in music, even those videos that we may watch on our tablets, those X-rated porn sites that we find ourselves giving in so easily to. But here's a prayer for this week. And I want you to repeat this prayer, right? I want you to repeat this prayer. Dear God, make me aware of the residue of sexual sin, lust, and desires that so easily tempt me and threaten to keep me from worshiping you and you alone. Guide me in my every effort to pursue sexual purity with a clean heart. Make that your prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listen, God bless you. And listen, take a moment, y'all, to go back and listen to some of these recordings, you know, and I pray that it's food to your souls, nourishment to keep you going, strength to carry on when you feel weak. Let God be the temple of your body. God bless you. And by the grace and mercies of God, I'll see you next time.
Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Soldier Lights Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Hey, do me a favor, subscribe to the podcast, and I'm pretty sure once you subscribe, it goes as a blessing to the ministry, and it helps the ministry grow to where God can meet the needs of the people. Thanks again. God bless you, and I'll see you next time. Take care.